I saw my natural hair for the first time on the 11th of May this year. Natural meaning that there was no relaxer in it to tame it, or chemicals of any kind to lessen the fro. It was just my own natural, nappy black hair. Black women's hair has for years been a topic of discussion. It is seen as untidy and unruly, and for many black girls, wearing their natural hair is always a struggle. From receiving daily microaggressions like people touching it without consent, or being told point blank to straighten your hair, you won't get hired. Black women's hair is always seen as a problem. Time and time again, young black girls are being pulled out of school for their appearance, the way they're dressed, and the way their hair looks. Yes, the policing of feminine bodies is present, but it seems to affect black women at a faster and more persistent rate. For Kingsley Swim, the policing of black women's bodies, specifically their hair, is something she's experienced time and time again in her life.
I live in Ottawa, and I've experienced, like, as a black woman, I've experienced, like, a lot of violence, especially because of my hair. Before, I used to straighten it because of self-hate, not because of preference, but because I wanted to fit in. And I thought that would protect me, you know, from being a black girl. And I was just tired of being gawked at and pulled at, and, like, teachers would make remarks, and, like, when I'd want to get my hair done, like, just say, like, how unprofessional. Just throw, like, terrible shade. And then I recently just graduated from high school, and I was told that, like, I have to conceal it, and that I'd have to, like, wear my cap and gown, right, for graduation. And I just wasn't about it. Like, she was telling me, like, how, like, just the woman at the office, she was just totally, like, degrading my hair. She told me, like, it was all curly, it was, like, all, like, shrinkage, right? And she's like, it's not even gonna fit. I could order an extra large, but, like, you're gonna have to deal with it. So then what I did instead is I picked my hair out completely, and I just walked on that stage proud as hell. Like, I did not wear the hat. And I'm like, okay, well, you know what, fuck it.
Here in Toronto, a black grade 8 student was sent home last month for wearing her hair in natural style, deemed too poofy and unprofessional. Protesters, alongside Black Lives Matter Toronto Coalition members, gathered outside the TDSB headquarters to voice their frustrations regarding this issue and the treatment of this young black girl.
It is not enough to care about us after we've passed, when we are here alive and well telling you that our standards of living are not good enough. We are not being treated well enough. There is injustice within our education systems, within our classrooms, within our dress codes, within the policies they use to drag us out. It is not enough. It is not good enough. And there needs to be more done.
Tanya Turton, a hairdresser who was present at this gathering, had this to say.
I actually went to Amesbury Middle School. I'm a graduate. And I'm not surprised, to be honest. I'm not surprised that this happened based on my experiences there. And for me, it's very much impacting our mental health and our psyche when we're told that how we are, how we naturally are, is not good enough, is not presentable. The whole idea of it is so absurd. It just blows my mind. But those little black girls become the black women who sit in my chair and apologize for their existence and apologize for who they are. So I definitely can see how it impacts our mental health, particularly as a black woman, but also as a stylist. I've heard so many stories, and I know so much of what it's like to be told to be more professional. Actually, just recently this weekend, one of my clients came to me saying that she tried a home texturizer and broke off all her hair. And I was like, okay, why? And she's like, someone at work told her that she didn't look professional, and she had this big meeting to go to, and she just wanted to fix the problem. And this idea that we need to fix ourselves, that breaks my heart, but I'm honored to be able to be the other voice, to let us know that we're beautiful as we are, and that nothing about our humanity is unprofessional.
Say it loud! Say it loud! Say it loud!
Also present at this gathering was the aunt of the young girl who had been asked to leave school because of her natural hair.
I'm extremely emotional, so when I heard about it, I was bawling. Like, I was crying, my heart was breaking, because I know that this is not just a one-day thing where she gets pulled into the office and you know, it'll go away. This is something that's going to live with her for the rest of her life, probably. She's going to look back and say, oh, I was not pretty enough. My hair was not good enough at that point in time. And that, I'm trying not to have her carry that on with her. So I'm checking in with her, but it was definitely, when I found out, I was definitely heartbroken for what emotional damage this could cause to my niece. I mean, I know what it says. It says that she's not good enough. She doesn't look like she's supposed to look. She doesn't look like the standard that's imposed onto her. She doesn't present herself in a way that's acceptable. And the whole theme of acceptance, where she would be outside of that, is what she will have to kind of deal with, the fact that she may not be accepted because of the way she looks.
I asked her what this action meant on the part of the TDSB, and this is what she had to say.
I think it's disgusting. I think that we need to do our utmost best to protect little Black girls, because I feel like they are the most vulnerable. Like, I mean, this stuff happening continuously breaks my heart. The fact that this happened at a school where she is supposed to feel safe breaks my heart. So the fact that this has happened, it scares me a little bit. It's terrifying, because if it happened to my niece and she spoke about it, how many people did it happen to that they didn't speak about it?
And to the woman who told her niece to leave school because of her hair, she had this to say.
Sensitivity training. I mean, that woman needs to be aware of the fact that her words were poisonous, her words were harmful, and she needs to realize how they were harmful and why they are harmful, and then look at herself and find out why she does not love herself, because she was once a little Black girl. So, I mean, I don't want for the principal to be fired, because she's still going to think what she thinks and impose those thoughts about around any little Black girl that she feels she can. I want her to kind of self-reflect and think about why her words were wrong and what she can do to better herself as a person in the rest of her life.
And for the Black girls who've ever felt unworthy, here's a PSA.
Little Black girls, you are magic, you are beautiful, you are wonderful, and you're gonna grow up to be beautiful, wonderful, magical young Black women, and then you're gonna grow up to be beautiful, magical, wonderful old Black women. Like, you are amazing, and never forget that, because everyone in the world is going to tell you that you're not. You're going to deal with the fact that people are going to say, no, we don't want you here, or you're this for a Black girl, you're that for a Black girl, and you need to remember that you are beautiful no matter what anyone says. Just remember that.
Fuck you. My hair, my body, my choice.
You can have natural hair and be professional and beautiful.
Say it loud! Say it loud! Say it loud! Say it loud! Say it loud!
Black girl proud.
Say it loud!
Black girl magic!